Hi, you're listening to the first episode of Coffee with Clara. I'm your host, Clara McCoy, and today I chatted with sophomore Atari Ernst about his breakdancing journey. What are we drinking? He ordered an iced matcha latte, and I ordered an iced vanilla latte. Enjoy the episode.
So now I breakdance, but I'm also starting to take hip-hop again because I kind of need to for some of the teams that I'm on. Like recently with dance, and as of last year, I'm on the Timberwolves breakdance team, and I'm more motivated, and dance is kind of the one thing I want to do, so now I really enjoy it, but for, I'd say, a lot of my dance career, I didn't really want to do it, but I felt like I was kind of being forced on, because everybody told me I was pretty good at it, but I didn't really like it, but now I actually really like it, and
Oh, so tell me about you getting back into hip-hop. That's super interesting. Why do you think that happened?
So, Cypherside is my studio, and the team I'm on is a performance team, and we had tryouts, like, last weekend for both the teams, and it's more, like, serious this year. There's only 10 kids on the team, I think, like, 30 tried out or something, but it's, like, a mix of hip-hoppers and breakdancers. And stuff, so me and one other break dancer are the only two breakers on the team, along with the only two boys on the team. And the teacher, you know the Jabberwockies? They're like a famous like hip hop group or whatever. They do a lot of performances. They're like a lot of like popping and locking, you know. But her husband is used to be on them, so like it's a lot of like hip hop based. So my friend and I, the breaker, were taking hip hop classes because instructor like wants us to, because you know it'll make us more like clean, and cause most of the stuff we're going to be learning and performing is not going to be break dancing this year. So I have to kind of learn it, but it's actually pretty cool, so I like it a lot. But I'd say I'm definitely more choreo based. I'm better at choreo. I think that's because like when I used to dance at these other studios, we would do performances like every year, you know. So I think that I'm kind of, just from the start, I was better at doing what others have told me to do, but I found that I'm better at, like, when I learn a choreo, I can, like, practice it, or, like, even I don't have to practice that much, but I can memorize it way better and, like, hit it, all the beats harder than everybody else.
Yeah. How do you see dance, like, playing into your future?
I'd hope like one of my instructors is in the Netherlands right now, because he dances like, they do kind of like performances and like shows with their moves, so they don't just like dance, but they like tell a story with it, and they get paid. It's like his job kind of, and he teaches also the U of M for dance. But I would say definitely, I'd say like a lot of breakdancing is like more like when you think of it, it's more like focused on that freestyle part, not much on choreography. But I've noticed like even with the Timberwolves, that's choreography. The more, if you want to get paid, it's more like choreography based, and I actually enjoy choreography more. So I would say definitely like being on a team like the Timberwolves type thing, like in the future, where you like get paid and it's like kind of like your job, but you're still dancing and having fun. And I don't really know, I haven't really thought about it a lot, just I know that for now. Every time I go to dance, I'm like working really hard to be better.
Again, this has been Coffee with Clara featuring Atari Ernst. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for next month's episode.